From NPR News, it's day to day. With the average price of gas hovering above $3 a gallon, an increase in gas taxes is likely the last thing you want to hear about. But a congressional commission now says it may be necessary to keep the roads and bridges we drive on safe. Marketplace's Janet Babin is here to tell us more. Hi, Janet.
How are you?
Good. Except for these gas tax increases. What's going on here? How much of an increase is this commission recommending?
Well, the commission wants to, in the report, it says, you know, we need a gas tax of increase of 25 to 40 cents a gallon over 5 years. So that would be about 5 to 8 cents per gallon per year. This report is from the National Surface Transportation Policy and Revenue Study Commission. It was set up by Congress back in 2005. But three of the commission members, including the chairwoman, Transportation Secretary Mary Peters, issued a dissenting opinion that said we don't need a gas tax, we just need private sector investment.
Well, it has been a while since the gas tax was increased. It was, what, back in the 1990s?
Right, back in 1993. And the Bush administration doesn't favor a tax increase, a gas tax increase. But, you know, many people say it's the fairest way to pay for road upkeep and improvements. If you use the road, you know, you've got to pay for it. But I spoke with Bat Gardner about this. He's with the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy. That's a nonprofit, nonpartisan group that studies tax policy. And Gardner agrees that, you know, gas taxes need to be increased. But he also warns that that has a downside.
You have to come up with some way of getting gas tax revenues to keep up with inflation. But I think you also have to do it with one eye towards the overall tax fairness picture. And without a doubt, we know that low and middle income people are going to get hit hardest by this.
So has this commission considered any other ways to possibly pay for road improvements?
Well, they were thinking other sources of revenue could be tolls or congestion pricing on federal aid highways in big cities.
Just today, Janet, federal investigators have come out and have said that there was a design flaw, and that was the cause of last year's bridge collapse in Minneapolis. It seems to point out that there really is a need for making sure that we pay more attention to infrastructure.
Yeah, and the commission warned in the report that urgent action is needed to avoid another disaster like that one. And it has some recommendations for avoiding it. It calls for replacing about 100 federal transportation programs with just 10 really telescoped projects. And it also found that a better way to target unacceptable safety standards like the bridge collapse would be to telescope these projects and also to set new safety standards. The first goal, it says, should be to cut fatalities nationally in half by 2025.
Thanks, Janet. That's Janet Babin of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.